Hey everybody, we're Unicorn Derby and this is our small studio session on WFYI 90.1 Indianapolis. It's called Between 83 and 81. Hit it, Kevin. Thank you. That was a song about a road trip. Just so I wrote the words while I was driving a car to Asheville, North Carolina. And I don't know, just literally like I was talking to text and saving the words and it just kind of poured out of me. This next song was actually the first song we ever wrote together. When we united our unicorn antlers. I don't know what they're called.
Horns.
Hey, thanks. Thanks, Caleb. This is called Heartburns. It is on our debut EP, Explosion of Awesome, which you can find at unicornderby.com or all the popular streaming and social media services, which I won't name, if you're so inclined. Ready, boys? This is Heartburns. Every day it seems the same. Look to the sky and you get rain. If only thought to bring an umbrella. To fix exterior mind, indecision frozen like winter. Every night she sleeps alone, trying to make her house a home. Blankets and dogs, bottles of wine, seeking clarity to find what is always on her mind. Expressions of love that are reciprocated. Can't get out of her own way. Needs to change from day to day. I wanna be everything that I can be. I wanna see the world that helps me. Next song is about celebration of life via death, unfortunately. This is called Funeral Blues. We'll see what we can do to pick it up. Kev, you ready?
Yep.
All right.
Fight our way past this.
grieving process starts. Crushes all our hearts. Waiting on the body. Waiting on the body. More for you. We'll take a minute to introduce everybody. To my right on the bass guitar, Mr. Caleb Spicer. Back behind me where I can't see at all on the drumitar, aka the Zen drum, aka Future Man Jr., Mr. Kevin Hood. And over here on behind my left, we have the esteemable Mr. Joe O'Brien, who is also going by Jeff today. So, yeah, we hope you liked what you heard. Thanks for listening. Thanks for supporting public radio and television. And this next one is a song I wrote when I moved to Indianapolis about my trials of dating. Don't have to do that anymore. But this is called FB. Take it away, Kevin.
1, 2, 3.
everybody. All right. Slate it up.
Woo!
Good team.
And now, stay tuned for an interview with the members of Unicorn Derby from WFYI's Jill Dittmeyer.
Let's start here, left to right. Name and instrument that you play in the band.
My name is Joe O'Brien, and I play guitar.
My name is Caleb Spicer. I play bass guitar and background vocals.
My name is Grant McClintock. I sing and I play guitar, and sometimes I play tricordia.
And my name is Kevin Hood. I play the drums, and today I play the drumitar.
The elephant in the room, unicorn in the name. How did you come up with Unicorn Derby?
Isn't it like the unicorn in the room?
Well, we were part of the Random Band Challenge last year, and we were randomly drawn out of a hat with names of about 50 other musicians. And when it came time to picking a name, we made a list of about 50 names, and I believe Mr. Joe O'Brien had the winning entry.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. We voted, and that one won.
Yeah, it was tough.
We're adults.
Does it have any meaning?
No, I just thought it was a funny image, like the Kentucky Derby, but all unicorns. I just thought it was just the funniest thing.
More sparkles, more rainbows.
And then we found a picture in a coloring book of a unicorn with roller skates on. So like roller derby. So we kind of took it to that.
Yeah, it's like a double meaning.
Yeah.
So that had to be our logo. Yeah.
How does that reflect or not reflect the music that you produce?
I think our music's pretty energetic. I don't want to say magical. I feel like that'd be too easy. But unicorns. But it's definitely pretty upbeat, pretty. Almost said magical. Kevin, take it away.
Yeah, I think it's fun, and I think like a roller derby. It's kind of what you didn't hear today. Today was kind of different, but usually we're a pretty hard band, so it can be some of our songs are kind of heavy, like you would when you're fighting there in the roller derby on your roller skates.
Speaking of heavier songs. There seems to be a kind of a whole social movement out there for a lot of causes. A lot of people getting active on social media, just with posting with words. A lot of people literally taking to the streets to support their causes. But I keep hearing this call for music, for we need some music. We need some social cause rising music, some political music. Do you guys have any thoughts on that?
That's interesting. One of the things everyone battles is people's attention spans these days. So the length of a protest song is a lot shorter than hopefully the length of a worthwhile social movement. And there are many worthwhile social movements that have a hard enough time sustaining momentum and getting off the ground. So, the history of the protest song, dating back to Guthrie and those people is always been something that, I don't know. I don't know where I'm going with this.
You started really well.
Yeah, it sounded great at the beginning.
Do we need that movement again? Do we need the music to help push all these?
I mean, I don't feel like it hurts. I think there are so many avenues today for communication, just in technology and science and physical matter that it certainly wouldn't hurt. I think America has a hard time, conversing with itself these days. And yeah, there's a lot of technological distractions, but I think that we have to remember how to speak to one another and how to find common ground and how to
have a good time.
Yes, also how to have a good time.
And I think as a band,
helps.
Politics are obviously important in life. And I think like Grant said, with social media and everything, you can discuss a lot more and get your thoughts out and kind of help them whatever movement you want to. And we just like to have fun. So most of our songs are just fun songs and we don't want to alienate anybody and we just want to have a good time.
I think it's really hard to alienate anyone with a band name like Unicorn Derby. I mean, we're pretty open individuals.
Yeah.
But we're not afraid. We're certainly not afraid to alienate somebody. I mean, someone who writes most of the lyrics for this particular band, subject matter just comes as a creativity. So you can be motivated by having a good time. You can be motivated by a political cause. There's as a songwriter, I think you have to be open to all of those options. You're hurting yourself if you close yourself off to something for inspiration, I think.
So. Sounds like we're going to have another band meeting.
Yeah.
So right now, who is your ideal audience?
People that like our music. That's a tough question because we're going to do what we do, and we hope people like it.
Yeah, and we play original music, so you know, people who are fans of original music, obviously. And around Fountain Square, where we practice and where we mostly play, that's a nice group of people and a nice audience that loves original music. So that's probably our little home fan base.
Yeah,
sure.
Most of our songs, like, you know, once again today, you've heard a kind of a stripped down version with acoustics and whatnot. But you know, our normal songs, like if you check us out online, they're very pop, very poppy, very upbeat, fast paced songs. We played recently at the Mousetrap not too long ago, and that went over very well. And, you know, that's predominantly a more, you know, reggae jam band environment, and they loved us.
That was a great audience.
Yeah, it was great. Mm-hmm. Everyone was great. So it's just, you know, people who like to have a good time generally like us once they hear us.
Are you influenced by any other local bands?
Oh, yeah. You know, me being from Pennsylvania, there is such a tremendous wealth of talent and musicality and songwriting and performance in Indianapolis. I mean, we could sit here and make a list if you really want, but absolutely. And it's cool to, you know, Caleb, for instance, plays in a bunch of local bands, and Kevin plays in a bunch of local bands, and I've played with a bunch of local bands, and Joe has too. And, you know, you learn from each other, you network, you hang out, you become friends. There are a lot of musicians in Indianapolis, but a lot of us that, you know, are gregarious and social do know each other and go out and support each other. And
absolutely.
I was actually messaging with Mario from Sweet Poison Victim before we went on here a little bit ago, and I was like, I gotta go. But so they're a great local band. But
I think there's just a lot of great local bands and local musicians. And the interesting thing about just how close-knit, you know, everyone in Indianapolis is, you know, you might think this band is like great and you want to be just like them, but then you meet them and they're great people and you end up hanging out with them. So when you're friends with someone, like me as a bassist, I'm friends with a lot of other bassists in the city. And the more I've hung out with them, the more I find myself copying their styles, the way I play. And then I'll play a song with, you know, with a completely different band, and he'll come to my show and be like, hey, were you kind of like, yes, that's absolutely, that was me ripping directly from you. So
watch out, local bassist, is what Caleb
is stealing your stuff, guys. Yeah.
Save all your good looks for when he leaves.
Yeah, when I'm not there.
If we were to bring you all back a year from now, what would you hope to be telling us that you accomplished in this past year as a band?
Oh, man. Oh, that we stayed together and didn't, you know, have a big fight and break up. I think that was goal number one for any band, is just to avoid the band drama and become, you know, remain friends. And absolutely. Luckily, right from the beginning, we all liked each other. We all have a great relationship, I think. Hopefully just still playing. Maybe, you know, MTV, I think, yeah. Probably be the next step.
Throwing out the big one. All right.
We're going old school. We'd like to do a full-length album. I don't know if we'll get there eventually. But we really did luck out in the draw because we all like each other. And not only do we like each other, but we managed to make some music that we all really love too.
Yeah, it's the risk of having your names drawn out of a hat, because yep. It was regardless of instrument, like you could have had a band with five bassists, and let's be honest, nobody needs or wants that.
No.
So we just got really lucky with a bunch of good musicians, and we're all pretty cool, open-minded guys, so it really lucked out, so it'd be cool to keep that going.
Yep. Oh, well, I'd like to see us hit 1 million plays on Spotify, if we're going to be specific.
That's lofty goals right there.
Very lofty.
It all starts with goals.
It's the stretch goal.
We'll bring you back and see what happens. Yeah. Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jill.
Small Studio is made possible by a grant from the Herbert Simon Family Foundation and with support from Nito Art Shop and Sun King Brewery.